It's time for KDTR News with Ace Sauerwein.
Good afternoon. It's Monday, February 10th, and these are the stories we have for you at this hour. Farm Director and Meteorologist Mick Kerr of the Ag Central Radio Network will be providing a 2020 weather outlook for farmers and ranchers today in Jamestown. Kerr says he's looking to the European weather model to better understand what the upcoming year may hold.
Looks like a cool, wet spring. June, late May, June, about Memorial Day through 4th of July, things are going to dry out and start to warm up. August looks nice and warm and dry. And the fall, for the first time in 3 years, looks warm and dry. But it looks like the upcoming winter of 2021, lots of snow.
A South Dakota man charged with shooting and killing a man has pleaded not guilty, according to the Aberdeen News. 48-year-old Jared Jones of Bath, South Dakota, appeared in court on Friday and asked for a jury trial. The judge also reduced Jones' $1 million bond to $400,000. Jones is accused of killing 28-year-old John Schumacher in January. Schumacher was in a relationship with Jones' daughter at the time. Police are ramping up an investigation of a cold case from 1981. In April of that year, police responded to a call of a deceased newborn female baby left in the underbrush. Investigators revealed the newborn child died from asphyxia after a live birth. No suspect was arrested, and they could not find the parents, so they named the infant baby Rebecca. Now, with advancements in DNA technology, the case has been reopened. Last week, Valley City Police Chief Phil Hatcher says they're working with a lab in another state to get results. He said they're hoping to find out who the parents are and bring some closure and justice to this 39-year-old unsolved case. And that's a look at the stories we have for you at this hour. More news can be found on our website, newsdakota.com.